From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This lush, quiet music is by Anton Bruckner, the insecure, almost bashful 19th century Austrian composer who became famous for his 9 symphonies and never wrote a single opera. And these notes are the triumphant opening of Die Meistersinger by the brash, self-promoting operatic genius Richard Wagner, who wrote a single symphony when he was still a teenager and never wrote another. So, aside from when they lived, what exactly might Wagner and Bruckner have in common? Well, anyone who spent an especially late night at the opera or in the concert hall knows at least one answer to that question. Both composers could go on for a long time. Bruckner is famous for symphonies that last well over an hour, and when Wagner revolutionized the opera world with his audacious music dramas, he also created works that sometimes require a dinner break and can still last until midnight. Not just Die Meistersinger, but also Parsifal, Tristan and Isolde, and The Twilight of the Gods. But as it happens, the work that clocks in as Wagner's longest opera isn't revolutionary at all. In fact, it's sort of old-fashioned. It's called Rienzi, and it's in the time-honored form of the traditional French grand opera, complete with any number of required elements, the standard complement of 5 acts, and a score that, in its original form, lasted for nearly 5 hours, and that's without intermissions. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Wagner's Rienzi, a slightly trimmed-down version, in a production from the Leipzig Opera. The stars are tenor Stefan Vinka and soprano Marika Schönberg. And in the pit, one of the world's most historic ensembles, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, led by conductor Axel Kober.